This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Crews worked overnight on the Kruger Rock wildfire that quickly spread Tuesday near Estes Park. CPR's Miguel Otalora reports that more than 100 people from the Ravencrest Chalet were evacuated.
With nowhere to go, the Bible College staff called the YMCA of the Rockies, a sprawling resort on the other side of town. School staff member Justin Alexander said the YMCA opened its doors.
So what's your goal now? You know, what's
we're continuing to run Bible College from here. So most of our schedule is still operating, and we're seeking to run mostly as normal. So the YMCA said they're willing to take us as long as we have need.
The school is taking over an entire building at the YMCA. They joined 27 other households staying at the resort while the evacuation orders are in effect. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Police in Aurora are asking for the community's help in finding the suspects who shot six teenagers at a park on Monday. Two of the victims were still hospitalized yesterday morning. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson.
To those that have come forward, the community has been very responsive. I know people are wanting to do anything and everything they can to support these kids and surround them with love, and we appreciate it.
The six shooting victims are students at Aurora Central High across the street from where the shootings occurred. Aurora Police and Fire have agreed to a set of reforms in an agreement with Colorado's Attorney General that follows a 14-month investigation that found a pattern of racist policing and excessive force. Candace Bailey, an Aurora activist, says it's one step of the process to ensure people in the city are safe.
We have much work to do in the city of Aurora, and it is going to take every one of us to do this work. But without the Attorney General stepping in, we would not have the capacity to do some of the things that will be required in the future.
Over the next 5 years, an outside monitor will oversee Aurora's police and fire departments as they work on reform. And there's more on what changes could be coming to Aurora at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.